The homeless face additional challenges when they are members of the LGBTQ community. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Erin Davis, professor of sociology at Cornell College, looks into why homeless LGBTQ individuals face an even greater challenge.
Many communities have resources and programming for homeless individuals and families, but one group is finding there aren't many options. A service provider from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, came to us with concerns about LGBTQ homeless youth. Professor Misha Quill and I worked with undergraduate students and community members, including homeless individuals, service providers, and other nonprofit organizations. We collected data through the anthropological and sociological techniques of field research and interviews, and then analyzed the data to assess community needs. Cedar Rapids is a community of about 130,000 people in eastern Iowa, including approximately 400 homeless individuals, although surveys tend to underrepresent homelessness in general, and even more so youth homelessness. LGBTQ youth are disproportionately likely to be homeless due to tensions among family members about gender or sexual identities. There are often particular challenges for these youth because of cultural beliefs, community values, and conflicts with parents or foster parents. While all homeless youth face risks, research shows that LGBTQ homeless youth have higher rates of mental health and substance abuse problems and face much higher rates of assault, sexual victimization, and harassment than the general population. In our community action study, we found a lack of general community awareness and a lack of specialized services for LGBTQ youth. In addition, more homeless youth outreach workers and homelessness prevention follow-up services are needed. Our team plans to continue building relationships and working on this issue for years to come, hoping to make a difference for the homeless population in Cedar Rapids.
That was Erin Davis of Cornell College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.